Well, amen. It's good to be back at Island Ford again. Amen. I was looking. It's been 2 years since I've been here. Didn't seem that long. Time, the older you get, the faster time flies. I've heard that all my life. And now it's becoming a reality, Brother Hall. And I thank the Lord for the privilege of being here. And if you have your Bibles now, I'd like for you to turn to Luke chapter number 21. Luke chapter number 21. And I'd like to just look at this for a few minutes here. And this chapter deals with the destruction of Israel and how that God dispersed Israel, and how that he came back and gave them their land, and how that he set up his kingdom in the millennial reign, and they come back to him. Amen. And I just want to just sort of breeze down through here just to encourage you that it might be a blessing to you. And every time I read this, I get excited in my heart to know the nearness of the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
I didn't turn my mic on. I'm sorry. All right. How's that, brother? All right. There we go. All right. I knew it sort of sounded funny there, a little echo it sounded like. But as we look at this, we want to just sort of glance at a few things before we get down to the scripture we're going to read. We'll start reading in verse number 20. But we want to just sort of look at the beginning of this chapter, starting in verse number 5. And we find here that they had come to the Lord. Now this is, they were at the temple and they were showing the Lord of all the pretty things that they had done for the Lord. As a matter of fact, the Jews got to the place to where they was more enthused about their religion and their temple than they was God.
Right.
And I find today that a lot of churches and a lot of different organizations have reached that point that they're more enthused with their Bible colleges and they're more enthused about their big churches
right.
than they are the Lord.
Right.
And they're promoting self. And we've, in our Christian life, the last 50 years, we saw a lot of big works and a lot of so-called fundamental works that through the years, at one time, was really something. And they were praised of men and just like they could do no wrong. And now we see that they've crumbled. A lot of them have. Some of them's closed down. And some of them just dwindled away to nothing. And some of them don't even teach and preach like they used to.
Right.
And God allowed them to fall. And this is what has happened to Israel. God came to present the kingdom to them. And they thought more of themselves and their religion than they did the Lord.
Right.
And that's the point that we have come to again. Men thinks more of their religion.
Yep.
Now, I'm Independent Baptist. When I first got saved, the Independent Baptist was mightily used of the Lord.
Right.
Now, I'm not just trying to put the independent down. I'm independent. I'm not ashamed of it. And I thank God for a lot of good independent churches. But a lot of them has failed by the wayside,
right.
just like the Southern Baptists did. And men pulled out of them and became independent. And now the independent are sliding down the tube just like the others. Anything that man puts his hands on, he eventually ends up destroying.
Yes.
Amen. But I thank God today that he saved my soul.
Amen.
And he's doing the keeping of my soul. Amen.
Amen.
And as we look here, we find in verse number 5 that they're showing him the beautiful things that man has done for God. And they're showing him their beautiful temple. And then the Lord tells them that the day is coming when they'll not be left one stone upon another that shall not be trodden down. And we know that this was fulfilled in 70 A.D. when General Titus came through and destroyed Israel. But when I read that, all down through the years, this has troubled me. Why that all of these stones, these are big stones, probably the size of this pulpit here. I mean, big stones that they had put there. And I wondered why in the world they would destroy that and tear the whole thing down. It's not like they had bulldozers to come in and push them down and even the reason behind it. But the Lord showed me this year. I was listening to a preacher from over in Israel. He's a missionary. He's been there for years. I've listened to him on the radio down through the years. And he was talking about the reason that the walls were taken down. When Titus came through and destroyed the temple in Jerusalem and scattered people all over the world, they took the gold and stuff out of the temple and all the treasures and took them back to Rome. And Rome was in a bad way at that time, and they needed the money. So they sent Titus back. Those walls, those rock walls was overlaid with gold. And they had the soldiers to take down those walls and to take the gold off of it. And I'll tell you, friend, when your religion becomes your God instead of the Lord, the Bible said in one place, the Apostle Paul said, "And I know whom I have believed. Amen. I believe the Lord." Right. Amen. I believe in Him. I don't believe in churches. Churches has risen and fallen over the years. Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We find here that he asked, they came to him and they asked one question. "But when shall these things be?" Let me find my place here. "But when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs?" Well, I'm running off and leaving me. Amen. "But when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass?" Basically, they asked one question here. And now in Matthew chapter number 24, they had came to him on the Mount of Olives that night and talked to him, and they asked him three questions. Said, "When shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Matthew chapter number 24 deals with all of those. But this basically deals with Israel and the rest of their time here. We want to look at that today, and we find here that he tells them that, well, in the next few verses, I got to hurry here, and when I try to hurry, I try to get ahead of myself. But in the next few verses, we find, down through verse number 19, we find the things that happened between the death of Christ and the destruction of Israel. And if you look at them, these are the same kind of things that's happened ever since the death of Christ. All of these things. But we've not got time to get into those. But in verse number 20, "And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." We find here that the Lord begins to talk about the destruction of Israel and the desolation. And as we go on down, he warns them how that they need to flee the city.
Right.
And we get on down in verse number 23. I don't want to miss this. "But woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people." Now notice he said "this people." He was talking to the people of that day.
Right.
Even though it was set over 70 years later that this happened. But he said
that evidently they would still be a number of people that would see this happen. And he said that during this time of destruction, he said in verse number 24, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled." Here he begins to tell here in verse number 24, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword." Everyone that did not flee was killed. And many of them that tried to flee was killed. The Rome needed their money, and they hated the Jews too. And the judgment of God was on them. They said, "Let his blood be upon us and upon our children." And this is the beginning of the judgment that God has passed upon them. And now the Jews are beginning to see the Romans are beginning to see the judgment of God. And he said, "They'll fall by the edge of the sword," and they did. And he said, "And shall be led away captive into all nations." Do you know at that time those Jews were dispersed in all the world? And right now every country has got Jews in it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They're all over the world. But you know what? God is drawing them back to their homeland. Amen. I remember years ago when I first got saved, I remember this, I had a television at the time, and I was watching the news. And I remember, I don't know who the fellow was. He's some kind of a famous man. I don't know if he's rich or a movie star or what it was. I didn't know him. But a big tall fellow, dressed real nice, and he had his suitcase walking out to get on the plane. Now back then you had to go out and get on the plane. But he was walking out through there, and all these people were interviewing him. And I remember they asked him, said, "Why are you going to Israel, leaving all you got in the United States?" And he stopped and looked for a second and just sort of scrubbed his shoulder. He said, "I guess it's just something in the wind that's calling me." Amen. I'll tell you, God has sent a breeze through those Jews' heart. And you know what? The majority of the Jews today don't even believe in God. You witness to them, you talk to them, they don't even believe. Of course, the majority of the people in the world today don't believe in God. Amen?
Yes,
but down through the time, God, they stopped believing in God. But you know, God kept them together for 1,900 years without a nation. They didn't. Most of them didn't believe in their religion. They went along with it because of the rabbis and family. But my friend, let me tell you something. People today just don't believe in God. They don't want to believe in God. Amen. And he said they'd be scattered to every nation under the sun. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. You know what that is? When the Lord comes back at the end of the tribulation period, that will be the times of the end of the Gentiles trodden down Jerusalem. Do you know that they have, even when God gave them the land, they did not go on and possess it like God said for them to do? And they've not had their land all of these years, not all of it. And they were scattered. And then he begins to talk about the tribulation period here in verses number 24 or 25 and 26. "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." I'll tell you what, you read the book of Revelation and the things that are going to take place, and you see how the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and how the judgment of God is going to fall in those days. And then right after the tribulation period when the Lord comes back, when he comes back to set his feet upon the Mount of Olives. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Amen. What a day that's going to be. That's when those Jews are going to turn. He come to set up his kingdom, to give them the kingdom, but they refused him. They'd rather have their religion. They had rather hold on to their sin and their pride. Amen? But this time when they see him, they're going to say, well, who is this? Amen? And when he tells them, you know what they're going to do? They're going to accept him.
Amen.
Amen. Then he's going to give them their land back then. Mm-hmm. Are you listening? Are you listening? Now, we're getting down to the point to where I wanted to get here. In verse number 28, he said, and when these things began to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
What signs is he talking about? When these things, he is talking about the times of the tribulation. Now listen, friend, we as the children of God, we're not going to have no part of the tribulation.
Right.
We're not going into the tribulation. We have no part of it.
Right.
But let me tell you, he said, and when these things begin to come to pass, Brother Hall, we're going to begin to see some things before it actually starts.
Right.
I heard one man say that we're not going in it, but we may think we're in it before it comes.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
and I'll tell you something else. Israel, God kept bringing judgment on Israel time and time again. He sent them into captivity, brought all kinds of judgments on them. You know, what Israel was in the Old Testament is what the United States is in the New Testament. Mm. If you look at Jerusalem, there's nine letters in it, and the three center letters is USA.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hey, listen, friend. Listen, I think we're headed for judgment.
Yes, sir.
I pray every night, Lord, please come. I'm not wanting judgment. I don't want to see judgment.
Right.
But I've tried to pray for God to come and spare us, to have mercy upon us.
Amen.
But he said that every nation that forgets God,
yep,
shall be turned into hell. I'll tell you, judgment's coming.
Yes, sir.
You look today, you look,
yep,
and there is so many things just lurking at the door.
Yep.
I think our president's over there trying to have a treaty with that idiot from North Korea. When I was over there in the 60s, 10 years after the Korean War was over, when I was over there, every once in a while, they'd send a couple of soldiers over, and they'd say, well, they just left on their own. They'd shoot up some GIs. The compound I was in up next to the DMZ, that one morning, a fellow come out of his hooch and looked, and there stood a North Korean with a machine gun, waiting on the brigade commander to come in, and he was going to kill him. And he tackled him, and they took the gun away from him and just gave him back to him.
No.
Amen. Oh, no. No. But I'll tell you, you look, you know, all these modern conveniences we've got today.
Yeah.
You know, they talked at Y2K how the computers just shut down and everybody was crazy. I was outside of Washington and church there. Everybody was prepared, and boy, they'd bragging about all the things they'd done. And I said, you know what? Y'all about the biggest bunch of idiots I've ever saw in my life. I said, if it happens like y'all say it's going to happen, they're going to come in here and kid you for your food. Amen.
Right. Yep.
Amen. But I'll tell you, friend, if it happens today, everything is connected to them computers.
That's right.
China's got this thing that they say that they can come across the United States and wipe out every computer. Now, back then, it wouldn't have been a problem. But today, everything. I'll tell you what, you better hope it don't happen in the next few days. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Because my car's got a computer, and I'm not going nowhere, and you're going to end up feeding me, preacher. Amen?
Amen?
So you better hope that don't happen. But it could happen.
Sure it could.
Amen. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Right.
And then, you know what? The whole world, just like they hated the Jews, they hate us.
Sure do. Yeah.
They hate us. And they would love to destroy us. And I'll tell you, there's just so many, and there's things that probably we couldn't even think of that God could use to bring judgment on us
sure.
for our sins.
Yes, sir.
I preach all across this country. I have for years. And I see how churches that used to one time be full and on fire for God has got a handful of people sitting there dead and dry and lost all of their power of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I tell you, friend, we're in trouble.
Yes, sir, we are.
Amen. I'll tell you what, when you begin to see these things begin to come to pass, I don't know what's going to happen. I hope the Lord takes us home. I'm praying He'll take us home.
Yes.
But He said, and those that forget God shall be turned into hell. Friend, and that's where we're at today. We're on the verge of it.
Yes.
Amen. And here's what I really want to look at. And He spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. He said, look, the fig tree is Israel. Then He went ahead and made another statement, and all the trees. That fig tree, when it begins to bloom forth, you know that summer is nigh at hand.
Yes, sir.
Now, my bedroom's upstairs, and I shave, and I turn and look out the window. And you know, just the other day, I looked out there, and there's buds on them trees.
Mm-hmm.
And two big old hickory trees there. And they bud before them other oak trees there do. And you know what? I looked out there the next day or two and had leaves on them. They're sort of pale looking. And now they're just as bright green.
Yes, sir.
Huh? But I knew summer was coming.
Right.
Now when you get old, it just comes faster. Amen? And He said here, when did it bloom forth? And let me tell you, Israel bloomed forth on May the 14th, 1948.
Yes, sir.
You know what? You know, man's allotted days is 70. That's 70 years. 70 years, 70 years ago, they bloomed forth.
That's right.
Are you listening to me? Less than a month ago. Hey, man, what's the day? The 11th? 10th? 10th? Day's 10th? That's been, what, about 3 weeks? Something like that? A little over 3 weeks, maybe? 70 years. Hey, man, it was 70 years from His death to their destruction and being scattered. And now it's been 70 years since they've come back. You say, preacher, are you saying He's coming back? Yes, He's coming back. I don't know when.
Right.
I don't know when. You don't either.
Right.
Nobody else does.
That's right.
Here about a month ago, some nut was saying He was coming on a certain date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Y'all remember back when He said that this fella had a thing. He said the Lord had 88 reasons the Lord was coming in 88.
Yes, sir.
You know, a certain Bible college had several young students. They fail for that. You know what? Every one of them been gone.
Yeah.
Amen. They washed out. Mm-hmm. Amen. I'll tell you, man set dates is crazy.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me? Are you listening? And all the trees, you know, all them little old countries over there never have had anything. But now they have become I mean super rich because of the oil.
Right.
That oil wasn't worth anything. It's just a nuisance to them. They didn't need it. But I'll tell you now, and you know the shape that they're in, and like they've been all these years, they could have took that money and they could have built hospitals. They could have built factories. They could have done so much with it. But you know what they done? Their mentality, all they've ever done all their lives is fight.
Yep.
Fuss.
Mm-hmm.
So all they wanted to do is to build war machines. They didn't care who starved to death.
Right.
And you know who their number one enemy is over there? Israel.
That's right.
Amen. They want to destroy Israel. That hatred.
Yep.
That hatred. They have bloomed forth now. And they're a power to be reckoned with because God set them up for their destruction.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He said, and he spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. Not later, but now. And friend, I'll tell you, we saw that fig tree bloom forth. He said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. As we look at this, we see that, my friend, that fig tree has bloomed forth. We see that how that it's come about when they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own self that summer is now night. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand.
Amen.
Nigh. That word nigh, he said nigh even at the door. Mm-hmm. One place. Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? And he said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Now, back over in verse number 23, I think it was, he said, this people. That was, if I were to say this people, it'd be talking about you.
Right.
But if I was talking about a generation down the road, it'd be the generation that the book's talking about. He said, in this generation. And you know, it's strange that was put there. You know, that Jewish boy did not become a man till he reached, he come out from under the law, under his mother, under the law at the age of 12. They said that he is old enough to take responsibility for his actions. Now, I know there's a controversy about that. These kids go in today and shoot up schools and kill everybody and then cry and say, I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. But you know what? God said when a kid reaches 12 years old, he's got enough sense to know right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? When I was 12 years old, I didn't go shooting anybody because I knew it was wrong.
Right.
I knew there was consequences.
That's right.
Amen? And when the nation of Israel was 12 years old, you know what they did? They moved their capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. When they was in 1960, they moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Amen. And then when that Jewish boy reached 20 years old, he was required to serve a hitch in the military.
Right.
Do you know that they had that big six-day war in 1967, right at 20 years? That generation. Just like they were required in the Old Testament. You know, they told me I had to wait till 20 years old, 21, to be a responsible man that I could sign my name and borrow money. But you know what? They say now 18. But you know, God said that man don't mature till he reaches 30. 30 years old. They was not considered a mature adult till they was 30 years old. Do you know that nobody would recognize them as a country? But when they reached 30 years, there was countries, including Egypt, for the first time, sat down at the bargaining table with them and negotiated with them. It didn't amount to anything. But they sat down and recognized them at the age of 30 as a nation. That generation.
Yes, sir.
Huh? And now we've come down to the time of 70. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? 70 years. Hey, I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm excited about the Lord coming back. Amen. And I'm hoping it's going to be soon.
Yes, sir.
And we better all hope it's going to be soon.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I tell you, friend, I'm looking for him, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
Huh? This chapter, God put the... Do you know the concerning the coming of the Lord? You know, man likes to think himself as being smart. Mm-hmm. And down through the years, men has looked at this prophecy. And they tried to figure it out. And a lot of it, they had to spiritualize. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, this is spiritual. But now we're at that day and it's opened up. Amen. Whoever thought that the whole world could see two men at the same time rising up from the dead?
Right.
Whoever thought that? Mm-hmm. Now, by the means of the media.
Right.
I mean... Ain't no big mystery now.
Yes, sir.
And all these things that have happened and God has uncovered and opened men's eyes to. I'll tell you, friend, God letting us know. Amen. God letting us know that this generation that sees the fig tree bloom forth is going to be the generation that sees the Lord come back. Huh? Hello? Are you listening? Hey, that happened in May the 14th, 1948. I was born on November 30th, 1944. But you know, I didn't see it. I was 2.5 years old. Huh? All I looked for was something to play with and mealtime.
Right.
Amen. I guess that's about all a 2.5-year-old kid looks forward to. Amen. But you know what? You know who really saw that? You know who really saw that and understood something about it? Was the people from World War II in their day. Now they saw it. They saw it. And a lot of them had traveled around the world and they understood a lot of this. And they could see. They could see this. But my friend, listen. I'm looking to see him in the air.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. He's coming. And as you mentioned, they may not be enough to be missed.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey. I tell you what, from what I'm seeing now, the way people live and claim to be saved.
That's right.
You know, I made 2 or 3 professions of faith, and in a few days I'd be back doing the same old things I'd doing before. But that Saturday night, over 50 years ago in Dalton, Georgia, there in the Crown Mill Cotton Village, at the back of it, there's a little old mountain comes up in town there. And about halfway up that mountain, there's an old rock altar up there that the people that worked in the mill village and lived in the mill village houses there, they'd go up there and pray. They'd carry a rock. My brother-in-law just got saved, and I was under conviction, and he wanted to go up there and pray the night I got saved. But he'd never been up there every night, and he couldn't find the little trail up through there. And right there behind somebody's house, old growed-up garden with briars, that night, I told him, I said, Johnny, trail or no trail, I got to get saved.
Amen.
Now. Boy, I fell on my knees in that old growed-up garden in that briar patch. And that night, my life changed.
Amen.
I become a new creature.
Yes, sir.
I've been changed all this time.
That's right.
Huh? I'm not going back to the world. I've not been perfect.
Right.
I still deal with my flesh.
Sure.
I still deal with this parson heritage I got. Amen. Listen to me. I didn't see it. But you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Amen.
Amen. Because there was a change. I become a new creature.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I become a new creature, Brother Hall. Huh? Did you?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, he's coming.
Yes, sir.
He is coming.
Amen.
You know, at 70, say if a man lives another 30 years, be 100. I used to listen to the funeral announcements about every day. I don't now. Because they got to pay to put them on, and some of the funeral homes won't put them on. But I don't listen to them, but used to. I used to listen to them every day. And every once in a while, you'd find somebody on there at 100. I remember one time there's two or three one week that had made 100, and there's over 100, and they died. But not many people make it.
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You know, you can sit down and you can try to figure all these things out. Could be 30 years. Could be today.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
Amen. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour.
That's right.
But I'll tell you, all signs are pointed towards home.
Amen.
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 Amen. You listening to me? All signs are pointing towards home. This little chapter here just comes down and just... He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word... In other words, it's going to be just like he said.
Right. Amen.
And in verse number 34, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with sufficeness and drunkenness and cares of this life. So that day come upon you unawares. Amen. I'll tell you, from what I see, that we're coming to that day that men evidently is not aware by the way they live and the way they act. Amen. I'll tell you, friend, we better be aware.
Amen.
He's coming.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, for years I used to preach on the radio. And at a certain time, you got cut off. Amen. But I got to preach over. Amen. There used to be a fellow that come on behind me. And I'd preach. And if I really got wound up, he'd say, let him go on. Let him go on. Amen. But I thank the Lord for the privilege to be here today.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for His Word, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I thank the Lord for His people.
Amen.
I'll tell you, friend, if we're ever going to do anything for the Lord, we better get busy.
Amen.
Amen. We need to wake up, because that day is drawing near.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Are you listening to me? Hey, I wonder, is that day going to take you? If he were to come today, I know we're looking at him, looking for him. But is he going to catch you unaware?
Right.
Is he? Is he? Are you doing what you would want to be doing if the Lord come today? You may not be out here in the world and the things of the world, but are you doing the Lord's will? Are you doing what He's called you to do?
That's right.
Hello?
Amen.
Are you? I tell you what. How about coming to the piano and playing? And what we play, if you want to come and just kneel and pray, and just ask the Lord, Help me to be more aware of your coming.
Yes.
Help me, Lord, to be doing more of what I'd want to do if you come today.
Yes.
You listening to me? Begins to play. Go ahead, son. Just whatever you got on your heart, just play it.